Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, Friday! Thank goodness it's here. Mark Schlereth is off today. So you're probably wondering who's sitting in. Oh, it's my favorite golf nemesis. It's my favorite raging Cajun. It's Brandon Stokely.
How you doing, Mike?
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Thanks for having me. You know, those are big shoes to fill. I'm excited this morning. I'm on your home turf. I'm a little overwhelmed. I got a little bit of anxiety. But I'm looking forward to it.
Look at her hitting the post. Hit the post. All right, so first things first. What the heck are you doing over there? Yeah, come sit next to me.
Well,
come sit next. What are you doing there in the hot box? Come sit next to me.
This is kind of my office now.
This is your thing?
Yeah, I took this over during the, you know, whenever we were able to come back to work, they wanted to separate it. They didn't have the glass partitioner. So I kind of enjoy this space. It's kind of like my own space. I have like a drawers behind me. I can stash stuff in. And so I keep a lot of stuff in here. Now I've kind of made this my home. I enjoy, and you got to understand, I work with Zach.
Yeah,
I need my space. Yeah, I can't be that close to him. I need to have some space. So I like my room here. It's comfortable, and it's got a lot of space for me.
I guess I can see that with Zach, because he's just a bundle of energy, you know. And it's like constantly having a puppy around you, you know. It's like
exactly
you need to create a little space, a little buffer with your puppy.
Yes. And that's why I enjoy my spot over here.
Uh-huh.
And is it kind of weird for you?
Nah, you know, there was time Stink was in there for a little while, so I'm kind of used to it. But, yeah. Now, great to have you, but, man, did you not learn anything during your, 15 years in the NFL?
What now? What happened? What'd I do?
You're the rookie. The rookie brings in breakfast.
Well, this isn't my first time doing the morning
McDonald's
show.
McDonald's or donuts or something.
This isn't my first time doing the morning show is what I'm saying. I how long until my rookie year expires?
When was the last time you did the mornings?
Whoa, a couple weeks ago when you were out.
Oh, it was just a couple weeks ago? Did you bring in breakfast then?
Well, I did it.
Benny, did he? No? Okay.
I did it from my home.
Uh-huh. You did it from your home.
It might have been a couple months ago, actually. They all kind of run together here, Mike. But, you know, as a veteran, you're the veteran here, you have to instruct your rookie what to do. I can't just expect him to know that, hey, you got to bring donuts on Saturday morning, or you got to bring the fried chicken on the airplane on, you know, Saturday on the flight. He doesn't just know that. You have to let him know. You need to text me, say, hey, Stokely, you got the breakfast in the morning. This is our order, or just get a bunch of this. And I would have gotten it, but without instruction, how am I going to know what to do?
Yeah, but you've been around a while though. You're a veteran rookie.
A veteran rookie.
You're a veteran rookie.
That's the first I've heard. I see you have a McDonald's cup over there.
I did because
Well,
I was,
did you go in and get food?
No, because I assumed you being a good rookie, you'd bring
you
it
just
in.
Just carry around a McDonald's cup?
I did stop to get a McDonald's Coke, but I was like,
you stopped to get food and you didn't bring any food in.
I thought to myself, should I get food? I thought about it because normally I do bring in breakfast on Friday.
That's what I thought.
I normally do. But
it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That's the rumor.
I stopped and said, well, no, Stoke's coming in. Stoke understands how the game is played. Stoke will bring in something. Plus, who was telling me? Was it you, Benny, was telling me that Stoke's always bringing in donuts and stuff like that?
Stoke does bring in cookies.
Stoke brings
regularly.
In cookies and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I just figured you know.
Well, you know, for my team and for people that are on the show before me, I like to, you know, treat them nice. And so I'm always bringing in the good cookies and kind of treats like that. So I have no issue doing it. But you being the captain of the morning show, you need to, you know, let your guest know what the expectations are. Uh-huh. And I've always heard when I do listen, you know, and I'm up in the early in the morning and I'm listening, I've always heard that, yeah, you do usually provide the breakfast on a Friday.
All right. Well, next time we do this, we'll communicate.
Next time we do this, I got breakfast.
By the way, fried chicken sounds excellent right now.
Oh. There's nothing better than getting on the airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all dressed up usually, and you start passing the boxes of Popeyes around. You know, like, who got the three-piece mild? You know, two extra biscuits. It's like, that's me over here. You know, and you're getting ready in your seat, and you're going to be flying to, you know, Atlanta or wherever you're going to play. That's a great way to start a trip.
You didn't have to get chicken for the whole team.
No.
Just like the receivers, type of thing?
Okay. Yes, for your group.
Right. Okay.
For your group.
Okay.
Early on, I didn't realize how much time you have to give to make sure you get all those orders straight and then get to the plane. So I had a few close moments where you're just rushing around. You're sweating. You're waiting for the food. You can't go to the plane without the food, Mike. If you go to the plane without the food,
don't bother showing up.
Just miss the plane.
Yeah.
There were some tense moments for me early in my career.
Biggest order you ever had to place? For anything. Donuts, chicken. What was the biggest order?
You know, I didn't get crushed because, you know, I had wide receivers, so we had like 5-6 guys, you know, at the most. I never got crushed getting any kind of order. Donuts, you know, not a big deal. Get a couple dozen real quick. It's the linemen.
Yeah.
But usually the linemen have a couple. They usually have a couple young guys, a couple rookies, so they can always, you know, split the cost. They can, you know, help each other out. So they usually have a couple guys. Wide receivers, you know, you probably only have one rookie, and it's all on you to deliver.
So, by the way, does this time of year, the startup of camp, bring back any, like, do you get, like, almost like a little, like, nervous tick remembering the rookie meal? I mean, did you have to take where all the rookies get together and you guys are stuck with the check?
Well,
did that happen to you?
It not.
You hear legendary stories about rookies getting just footed with a monstrous bill.
I didn't have that happen to me like that. I did have to bring some guys out, but nothing crazy. And then when I became a veteran, I always remembered that. And I wasn't going to ever put a young guy in that situation. Now these guys are making a lot more money than, you know, we did back in 1999. But I just don't want to put it, you know, you don't want to overdo it. I didn't like the hazing aspect of the rookies, the shaving of the heads. I never got involved with that kind of stuff. I just think that's a little bit too personal. And then when it's at a certain point, I think it's a little bit overboard and guys take it a little bit too far. But I never did that. And my experience wasn't bad, thank goodness.
All right, so we got Stokes sitting in for Stinkinson. Is It Just Me Friday, of course, where we give you a chance to get stuff off your chest and off into the weekend. Just hit us up on the Rommelslot.com text line 303-713-1043. Give it to us in the form of Is It Just Me. We already have some people coming after you, which I enjoy.
Yes.
And I got to get your thoughts. I'm sure you and Zach talked a little bit about it. Mark, this came down after Mark and I were done yesterday. The whole idea of the mandated vaccinations in the NFL as a player. I'll be curious to get your thoughts. We'll do that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
With Brandon Stokely from Stokely and Stack. Stokely and Some Other Guy show.
Brandon Stokely and Some Other Guy.
Poor Zach.
Filling in. All right, so I get a chance to listen to you guys a lot, but apparently not enough because I got this text sent in this morning. Evans, do not let Stoke BS you. Stoke is bad news. He has talked so much smack about the morning show.
Well, I mean,
is that true?
I'm not going to deny it.
Two Stokely?
I'm not going to deny it. I mean, I hear y'all talk a lot of smack about me, and y'all have taken y'all shots at me throughout the years. So, you know, it's back and forth. It's nothing but love. But you know, we got the kind of the locker room feel there. We're busting some chops.
I look at it as busting chops, and I've always thought it's good natured. I think you get it. Sometimes I wonder if D-Mac does, but you know, that's another show. That's another debate for another day. Hey, I'm curious. What's your feeling about the idea that the NFL letting its players, teams know that teams could forfeit games, players could forfeit game checks if players who are not vaccinated cause the kind of outbreak on a team that would force a game called off?
Right. I think from the NFL's perspective, you got to have some rules in place here. And, you know, they jumped through hurdles last year to try to accommodate some teams. Broncos never really got accommodated. They kind of got hosed along the way. They lost their bye week. The players weren't happy about it. Of course, you know, you lose your bye week, that's not ideal. So I think coming into this season, they want to put some rules out there and let people know there are serious consequences here if you are unvaccinated and you cause an outbreak. And to each his own. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't want to get it, that's your
prerogative.
Yeah, I was trying to do both. I kind of mixed and matched both of the words together.
Dude,
it's Friday.
Dude,
it's early for
you. Know
me.
Who I'm normally working with? I'm used to it.
Perfect. It's one of those.
Mix up words all you like. I roll.
Miraculous-ish.
There we go. The bar is low here. I forgot about that, Mike. The bar is low. But, you know, if you don't want to get it, that's your priority. It's all good. But, you know, there's consequences here. You know, just in life, there's rules that you have. And if you, you know, you don't want to do it, you know the consequences, at least as a player. So I think they're getting out in front of this thing, and they're letting people know that, you know, they're not going to bend over backwards for teams and try to fix this and fix that, to try to accommodate teams. And I personally like that because now we know the rules that are in place. How do you feel about it?
The league is the league. The league is a private entity, and the league can determine these are our rules like anything else. Yes, you have a freedom of choice here as a player, as a person. But if you work for a company that says this is the way it's going to be, well, that's their prerogative and it's their business. And if you choose not to do it, and as a result, you decide to walk away from the game, DeAndre Hopkins, perhaps, or if you find yourself having to forfeit game checks, hey, you knew the rules going in. You knew what was at stake. So yeah, I have no problem with it at all.
And the other part,
absolutely none.
Yeah, and the other part about it is, I kind of like that it's clear cut here. You know, there's no gray area. As clear cut as probably you can get. The other part is, you know, the game check aspect of it, not only for your team but for the other team.
Right.
It's both teams.
Right.
So your team, which I think is a little ridiculous, but you know, if you're not playing the game, how are you going to get your game check? I mean, that's, you know, that generates a lot of revenue, the ticket sales and all of that, right? The TV, I mean, none of that's coming in. So I understand that. But if you're on the other team and your game gets canceled because of, you know, if you're Denver and it's New England, they have the big outbreak and you can't play your game and you're going to miss game checks because of the Patriots players. Now that to me, would be tough to deal with.
So there's a lot of peer pressure. You know, we thought peer pressure went away when we were in junior high or
it's
something.
It's still there, Mike.
It's still there. It's still there. What do you think will be the reaction? Will players say, hey, I'm not going to get it, and I'll just roll the dice in hoping that it doesn't impact my team, the team that we're playing, all of that? Or do you think players will say, okay, I'm not going to do it, and I'll leave the game.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's going to leave the game. I think guys that are against it will still be against it. And the stars, you know, the big name guys, they don't have to do it because they're not going to get cut. But I think what it really gets attention of, you know, the guy that's the 35th man on the roster to the guy that's the 53rd man on the roster. Those guys are very interchangeable. Those guys are very replaceable. And if you're a general manager, you're not going to mess around with that. You know how much money an organization could lose if they have to forfeit a game? I mean, they have to compensate the league back for the loss of revenue for that game not being played. So it's a high stakes game of, you know, poker. And you don't want to be on the outside having to write checks in the forfeit game. So that guy that's the 35th man on the roster, the 53rd, if they're not vaccinated, they're going to have a hard time making football teams.
And I do want to back up what I said. I said that the NFL not mandating, but certainly,
twisting their arm a little bit.
Incentivizing, yes. You know, sort of like, hey, listen, you know, we really recommend you do this. Otherwise, this is what could be the consequences if you don't, or
yes,
if your team doesn't, or if you don't have enough guys. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah, no, I think it's the NFL's prerogative. You know, we went through this, you know, with the whole bit about taking a knee and everything, you know, and what was said then. Hey, listen, you know, the team has the right to determine a certain set of rules that players need to follow. And if you choose not to follow the rules, okay, but the team has the right to say this is what it's going to be. And we're seeing it here again with the league. So, you know, you can't just pick and choose and say, you know, well, I should be able to do what I want to do whenever I want to do it. In some cases, yeah, you could do that. But you know what? You work for somebody, and they say this is what the rules are. So, hey, if this is what the NFL wants, players know what's at stake now. They know the game. Let's see how they react to it. All right, we've got a morning brew coming up. Have you done the morning brew with us? It's been a while since you did the brew.
I've done the brew. I don't know if I've done the brew with you, so that's what I'm excited about,
Mike. You and I haven't done a show. When was the last time you and I did a show together?
I was trying to think about that last night. I was tossing and turning.
You weren't tossing and turning.
Mike, when was the last time that me and Evans...
You slept like a baby.
If anything,
the only reason you didn't sleep last night was because you're so excited because you're going to get to get out and play golf earlier than you normally would.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's why it was like that's why it was like Christmas Eve for you there. All right, morning brew coming up. We get to hear from Gary Kubiak and Brock Osweiler, both coming up next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat like me, and you're going to crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
You got to be able to reach out to every player and in their way, and the best way to get them to be successful in what they're doing, and that's the type of guy Greg was. I mean, Greg has coached some of the greatest older quarterbacks in the league, but yet he's mentored some of the great young ones that were coming up in the league. And you know, that's your job as a teacher. That's your role. I mean, to find out how you reach each and every person, that's the most important thing.
There's Gary Kubiak on with Nick and Cecil last night. Brandon Stokley sitting in for Stank, and the Broncos, the NFL community, really shocked and saddened by the passing of Greg Knapp. The longtime assistant was with the Jets most recently and was with the Broncos as a quarterbacks coach during the Super Bowl year. Did your paths ever cross?
Not on the football field, but I did have a chance to meet him around Peyton. So I met him a couple times, and you know, you see the reports out there about just what kind of great guy he was, and that's my impression. My lasting impression was just how nice he was and outgoing he was, and so, you know, just meeting him a couple times, that's what I always remember about him. I never got to play on the same football team as he was coaching, but just really tragic and awful and sad all the way around. Just really, really sad.
I mean, you talk about somebody who literally nobody has a bad word to say. I mean, you know, people always speak kindly of people in this situation, but boy, the overflowing of positive things said about Greg Knapp really gives you some sense of who and what he was. Speaking of that, a little bit more next on the Morning Brew.
Greg always knew, whether it was a game, a practice, in the meeting room, he always knew what to say to you. Sometimes it might have been two or three words, and other times, you know, it might have been a couple sentences or a 15-minute sit-down. But he always knew what to say. He always knew how to get the most out of his quarterback, and he was just he was a very special man.
Brock Osweiler, also on with Nick and Cecil. Good job, those
ball
guys.
Ball security is job security. Yeah,
yes, we love Brock for that. You think of the assistant coaches you had, college, in the pros. What ultimately, what makes them such a good, I guess, buffer between the head coach and you, the player?
I mean, that's what it is, really. You know, obviously you want assistant coaches to be able to coach you up and coach you on the X's and O's, and you have to be able to do that. But also you have to be able to relate to the guys, and you have to be able to, you know, be firm and you know, but be fair. And, you know, when you can walk that fine line of coaching guys hard, but also relating to the guys and, you know, being able to listen to those guys, I think that's when you figured it out. And so some coaches, you know, they have that and some coaches don't. You know, it's all about just business, business, business. And, you know, as a player, that kind of goes right over your head. And you're just like, the coach that you can relate to, but also that can coach you hard. You know, those are the guys that you respect the most.
And they're the guys you probably were able to have a relationship with, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And I still have a few in my life that I keep in touch with that from my NFL days. You think NFL business, business, right. Business, but it's more than that.
You spend too much time together, right?
Way too much time.
You have to be able to every once in a while just put the football aside and just talk about kids, talk about life.
That's it.
You have to have those.
And when you have a coach like that, you know, it's more than just football. Not everybody's like that. But when you find one like that and find some like that, then it's more than just football.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We're still university-oriented, college-oriented. Get an education, give people a better chance to have an opportunity to be successful in the future. So there's a lot of questions around this that I think need to be answered, and I think there lies the answer.
Nick Saban talking about possible SEC expansion. Boy, it sure sounds...
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Sounds stoked like this Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, it's now a matter of when. Not if. I mean, this from all indications, this is a ball rolling downhill now. This is a rock rolling downhill. How do you feel about the idea of the SEC expanding and in the process probably wrecking the Big 12?
Yeah, well, and, you know, what will happen next? The Big 12 will scoop up a couple other universities from other conferences.
Or other Big 12 teams will bolt to
Big
10.
And then the Big 12 is just gone.
Right.
So it's college football right now. It's crazy. It's the wild, wild west. You know, you got, you know, Nick Saban saying their quarterback's going to make $1 million this year. And you see all these other deals getting done. It's a wild, wild west. It's different. Nobody knows what it's going to look like. So I'm just sitting back. I don't like it. I don't like any of it. I like the way that it was.
Well, what do you be more specific? What do you, because I look at it, you know what? I mean, you know, the idea of, hey, you know, I got to stay loyal to a particular conference or a particular rivalry. Hey, I don't know. There's something about the idea. You start putting together a super conference that has all the best teams in college football, all under one roof, so to speak. Hey, I like it.
No, I think that's the way we're going, where you're going to have 24 teams and you know, all the major teams that really compete for the national championship in one, under one umbrella, under one conference. I don't like the paying of the players and letting them. I think it just opens a can of worms. And, you know, now you're going to be able to be, you know, that's going to be the main recruiting tool, is how much money can you pay the kid, and how much money can he make. And you'll be able to buy, if you have big boosters, you'll be able to buy national championships if you want to throw a ton of money at these kids. So I don't like the way it's going. I don't like how open the transfer rule is. But the NCAA is screwed this thing up so much, you just look at it and say, oh, okay, well, I mean, this is where we're going because the NCAA has really screwed it up. But I like the way that it was, and it's changing. We'll see what it looks like in 5 years, Mike. I might look at it and say, I enjoy this. Or I might look at it like I feel now and say, I don't think I'm going to enjoy it as much.
It could get wild.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to get wild. There's no doubt about that. Next on the Morning Brew. All right. Well, the Olympics are underway. The opening ceremonies are happening today in Tokyo. Two-part question for you, Stoke. One, are you excited about watching the Olympics over the next few weeks? Two, do you think these games will actually go on?
I am excited, always excited for the Olympics. Love watching people compete for the U.S. and pull for them. And, you know, stories that you haven't heard, you know, come up and you see these great accomplishments and athletes training for years to get to this moment. So I love the Olympics. It's a little bit different this year for me. It's kind of came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Usually there's a lot more of a buildup for me, and I haven't gotten that this year. And it's like, oh, the Olympics are here. Yes, I do. I do think the Olympics will get played, and they will finish the Olympics, and there won't be any cancellation.
Yeah, I have kind of the same feeling about the Olympics as I did about the NFL season last year. Too big to fail.
Yes, there you go.
It really is. There's just too much money involved to not get this thing done somehow, some way. We saw how the NFL did it. Hey, if it meant playing a game on a Wednesday, play the game on a Wednesday. Doesn't matter. If it means you play a game without a quarterback, fine. So be it. We're going to press through. And I think you'll see the same when it comes to the Olympics. Should be fun to watch. Hopefully we get a chance to watch the Americans do well. It starts today. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Cecil Lammy, we just referenced Nick and Cecil. Get some more observations from him. Their chats with Gary Kubiak and Brock Osweiler last night. Cecil joins us next. I've missed our Friday chats with Cecil Lammy from Nick and Cecil. Brandon Stokely in for Stink today. Hello, Cecil.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
You had both Gary Kubiak and Brock Osweiler on yesterday. Give us some of your biggest takeaways. I know most of the conversation was about Greg Knapp, the sudden passing of the longtime NFL assistant who was here with the Broncos as their quarterbacks coach during the Super Bowl season. But just some other observations after talking to Kubes and Brock.
Yeah, and it's about Napper, which is what I always remember Coach Gary Kubiak calling Greg Knapp, because we in the media, we don't have access to the assistant coaches. So it's always just, you know, what do the coaches, what do the players think of their coaches? And the positivity, the big personality, the big smile, always being happy, these are the things that everyone, you know, you listen to Tyler Palumbis on The Drive reflecting on Greg Knapp. It's just kind of the memory that's seared in everyone's brain about him always being so positive and such a positive influence on their lives, not just on the football lives, but also, you know, learning how to be a man and on the side of just being a good friend, being a great friend. And I think it's something we can all take away something from, because we've all had great coaches or great mentors or great teachers, and Greg Knapp certainly was that, and certainly had a strong influence on the people around him, like Gary Kubiak and like Brock Osweiler.
Well said, Cecil. Cecil, looking at this quarterback competition here, you know, we went through it a few years ago. Now we only have three preseason games. How do you think they will handle this? And also on top of that, I've looked at it and I kind of say, hey, after the Seahawks game, that would be the second preseason game. They got to make a decision then. Let the team know. That should be plenty enough time to figure this thing out. What do you think about that, and how do you think they handle this situation with only three preseason games this year?
Yeah, and I think you're right on the money, Stoke, because it is about that second preseason game now. It used to be the third preseason game, and you just don't have time to stretch this thing out that far into the third preseason game. You have to know. So then for that third game, you can come out with your starting unit. You can play a half, whatever the number is, and then you can go forward and prepare for the start of the regular season. So I think the changes that we've seen to the preseason schedule this is going to change things for a team like Denver. Now, there's a lot of teams that don't have this situation. Here we are again, and I know it's 50-50. Vic Fangio will say it's 50-50. It does not feel like 50-50. I read Mike Evans' column on DenverFan.com.
Good, good, good.
You know, kind of calling out this whole competition. This seems like it's Teddy's job, and then, oh, if Drew can look better than him. Okay, that's not 50-50, because Teddy's going to be steady. Don't, and anyone going out there to UC Health Training Center, don't expect Teddy Bridgewater to ever really blow you away. But Teddy is going to be very, very steady, very even with his play, very precise for the most part. During mandatory minicamp, he had a couple of errant throws, but very precise in terms of pass placement, timing, rhythm within this offense that I already knows very well, and I could make the argument that he knows the offense better than Drew Locke. Now, what does Drew Locke do to look better? I want him to be himself. Don't try to go out there and be Teddy. Don't try to go out there and be Mr. Captain Checkdown. You know, don't be that guy. Still play within yourself. Still have that big arm. Still use your legs to keep plays alive. But make sure that you're cutting down on those mistakes. But definitely don't go into a shell if you do make a mistake. So I think this makes every single throw, every day in training camp, so hypercritical for Drew Locke, because Teddy's just going to be there. He's not going to go away. He's going to be steady with what he does. If you're Drew Locke, you have to be better. And that's why, like Mike Evans in his column, I don't think this thing's 50-50.
So, Cecil, after going through the offseason, going through the OTAs and minicamp, the people you've had a chance to talk to regarding Locke, has he improved? And if so, in what areas?
Yeah, if so, I think it's the preparation, really, and it's what you hear, and it's the things of, you know, he met with Peyton Manning twice. Okay, why wasn't that twice a week? Why wasn't that twice a month? Why didn't that start as a rookie? Like, I have those sorts of questions, but it's the learning and the preparedness that you need. This is a game. This is a job. But it's not easy. You're just not going to go out there with your natural talent that he's always had. You know, you look at Locke coming up through the ranks, whether it was high school and in talking to Archie Manning. Nick had Archie Manning on during our Legends Week, even though we were off that week. And Archie said when Drew came out, he was like one of the top quarterbacks in the nation. And when he was at Manning Passing Academy, one of the top quarterbacks there, he's always had the physical skill. But as Scott McLuhan told me years ago, physical skill is easier to see. Like, everyone's going to be in the NFL. They've got a certain level of physical skill. It's the mental side. It's the preparation. It's, you know, knowing how to be a pro. You're a pro football player, but are you a professional? You have to know these things. It seems like Locke has learned those things. Now it's about translating that and transferring that from the, you know, study sessions that you've had now onto the practice field. That it's time to take what you've learned, take how you've learned, and now apply it to what you do on the football field.
Last one for me, Cecil. What'd you make of the NFL memo sent out to teams yesterday saying that if you are not in compliance and you cause a forfeiture, you cause an outbreak and you can't play a game, you will have to forfeit the game. What'd you make of that memo from the NFL?
Yeah, and everybody pays money, and like teams lose money, yeah. And like it, and guys lose game checks. A very strong tone, but at the end of the day, it's this is a large conversation. I'll keep it rather brief. Does the NFL really care, or are the NFL covering their hind end? Because last year, in the middle of a pandemic, when you could have made the argument easily, like, yeah, the NFL probably shouldn't be playing or, you know, should make some adjustments, they didn't cancel a game. So if we are to get to a worst-case scenario, yeah, the Bills or whoever, name whatever team you want, they'll forfeit and people lose game checks and they'll have to pay and all that. So it's a very strong stance from an NFL, right? And everyone says, wow, NFL, they're making that strong stance. Yeah, are they really? Are they doing it for themselves? Are they doing it for actual health and safety? Are they doing it so they don't have liability issues? Again, it's a large conversation, Stoke, so I hate to be brief with it because it's multi-layered, but it certainly is a strong statement, at least on the surface. And then when you examine it and go, well, they're not going to cancel a game. Oh, this is really them just doing nothing although making a strong statement while also at the same time doing nothing. So, again, very complicated, lots of nuance in this conversation, but the NFL wanted to make that message known. We want our players to get their shot. We'll see how many of those players that haven't yet, who are on the fence, now go ahead and get their jab, shall we say.
All right. Cecil, thank you very much.
Be good, fellas.
Cecil Lammy.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
And, of course, you can hear him at night with Nick Ferguson, and they've had great guests on all summer long. And yesterday they had both Gary Kubiak and Brock Osweiler on. DenverFan.com and listen to those interviews if you missed them the first time around. All right, we got an Is It Just Me Friday. We're going to get into some, including this one, Stoke.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.